are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about joints, joint surgery, and Jason's recovery from knee surgery last week. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. We see human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, what happened to your knee and how are you doing?
Well, and I should say, you know, everything breaks from time to time. Right now, we're having some technical difficulties. Please bear with us. If we sound different, it's because of that. But we're going to have a great show today, and this is going to be some really good information. So my knee just started slowly but surely started to, you know, it felt like there was something in it. You know, it would pop, and it would felt like I was, you know, it was gravelly on the inside. And it finally got to the point where I was struggling to walk, or I couldn't walk very consistently. So I went to the doctor, and they did an X-ray, and they didn't see too much. But then I did an MRI, and then they said, "Well, you've got a torn meniscus, and it's fairly common. And the knee surgery that I had is probably one of the most common knee surgeries that there is. You know, I had the knee surgery on Tuesday. Today's Monday. And I'm so much better. The biggest problem I've had is not with my knee after the surgery, but with the negative effects of the anesthesia. You know,
right.
It was general anesthesia, and you can ask Patricia. Kind of made me stupid.
We don't want to talk about before or after, but yeah. It definitely made him stupid, and he would go. What would be the word I would use? He would, you'd ask him a question and he'd kind of look at you, but you could see he was looking right through you. And so sometimes I'd have to ask him the question or figure it out myself, whatever it was. So, but that was the effect of the surgery. Jason, let's talk about what knees and joints represent from your essence.
So the reason we're talking about knees today is that they're messages from our essence, whether
right.
we have a knee problem, a hip problem, a shoulder problem, or any other medical condition.
Okay.
They're always messages from our essence. Now, a lot of times, people, because we live in a programming world, we think in terms of blame. And
you mean you didn't do this right, you didn't do that right,
right.
That kind of thing?
Right. You're not
okay.
a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes things break.
Yes.
And so... But we always get this message from our essence to kind of direct us and say, hey, this is where you need to focus. This is where you need to put your attention into.
And pay attention.
Yes.
Okay.
And so knees and joints represent messages from our essence.
Okay.
You know, last week we talked about how the body's always trying to tell the truth. And our body is telling us that when there's a problem with our joints, we're struggling and
okay.
we need to pay attention.
Okay.
And I know for me, the message was, it was time for me to move forward.
Okay. Okay. So, Jason and I have worked on this for Kim for quite some time, meaning moving forward, you know, walking forward, moving forward. So, we all need to have the clarity, about our connections to ourselves to understand the clarity of what our bodies is trying to tell us. So,
you know, and it's been part of my story that all my life I've been trying to find a way to be normal in a world that didn't feel that normal to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just so you know, my daughter used to call me white bread. And for those of you that don't know what that means, it means kind of straight-laced and conventional and those types of things. But the truth is, I'm really weird. You know, I would never be called white bread if you really could see the real me. And, you know, that dichotomy, trying to prove myself, to justify myself, to say, hey, I have value based on who I am authentically, has always been my struggle. Right. And here we are doing this amazing show. I hope you are benefiting. And, you know, it's, we're moving forward.
Okay.
And Patricia and I have, you know, like 40 years of experience between us. We've got this very important message to tell people about their essence that has been excluded in our lives. And so it's my time to move forward. And so, oh my gosh, my knee started to act up. It's not a coincidence.
Yeah, by all means.
So we've been clearing my knee, and OMG, my knee's been getting really, I mean, I can walk around. I'm not, you know, I'm limping a little bit. Not
too much. Even having minimal swelling compared to what we've heard it could be.
Exactly. I haven't even started PT yet, physical therapy, and I'm doing pretty well. So we're gonna discuss this, you know, in our next segments, but
okay.
Every medical condition has a story or metaphor.
Right.
And some examples, of course, is my knee, which I just told you about. Patricia had a heart valve replacement. That had a big metaphor. We can talk about that later.
In the next segment, yeah.
She had a knee injury, and it was at a time when she was trying to move forward in her life and standing up for herself.
Right.
That could be another metaphor for what's happening.
Just mention for just a minute, knees, shoulders, hips, moving forward, that's about feeling broken and not being flexible, correct? That's the metaphor.
Yes, and you have to define it in terms of your life.
Right.
Don't define it in terms of our life.
Right.
Determine it, you know, define it in terms of your life.
Exactly.
And frankly, each of us is unique, mm-hmm. but these metaphors kind of get us started.
Well, you know, Jason, because due to technical difficulties, let's talk about the key points of this segment. I'm not sure we covered them all, but let's talk about them anyway, and then we'll get to them during the rest of the show. What do you say?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Knees and joints represent messages from the essence about moving forward.
Okay.
Clearing and removing the negative energy is critical for healing, all healing, especially knees and joints.
Okay.
Removing the negative energy connected to every medical condition supercharges healing.
In other words, if there's no negative energy there, then your healing, no matter what it is, can actually be much faster, bigger, better.
Yes.
So, and one last one?
True healing is always about changing and removing negative energy attached to essence.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about healing the underlying energy for all medical conditions and helping your body accept a foreign body in things like knees and hips, you know, hip replacements. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about healing the underlying energy for all medical conditions and helping your body accept a foreign body for things like knee and hip replacements. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right, Jason, I'm not the only one. So I still don't really understand what you mean by the underlying energy for medical conditions. You know, what does that mean?
So the underlying energy is that it's about knowing yourself, knowing your emotional story, and how that affects you all throughout your life. Now, for most of us, you would think this would be kind of obvious, but it's not. And we all have this story. You know, maybe you're the baby of a big family, or maybe you're the oldest and you had to take care of your siblings, or maybe parents were disapproving and distant, and you've been trying to get to their attention all your life.
Or maybe your parents were too overbearingly loving.
Yes. There's all sorts of stories out there, but most of them, because we have a programming, we live in a programming environment, it says it doesn't matter what your feelings are, just do it.
Right.
The program, the idea today is to just program yourself to do what you're supposed to do and ignore your feelings. That's programming. And the truth is that we see as intuitives, we were designed to constantly be aware of our feelings and use that as a guide to our life. But we've lost that in this programming world. And it's created a huge problem with the implementation of our essence. Some people call that soul, you know, in our daily life, because our soul is a very essential part of our daily living 24/7.
Right. Right. Okay. So, you know, Jason, you wrote something here and I don't quite understand. What are the two types of what?
Well, there's actually that was last week's script.
Oh, okay. I understand knowing yourself and your emotional story. Does everyone understand what that means, to know what your emotional story is?
You know,
I don't think they do.
You had a heart valve replacement.
That's right.
And when we found out about it, you know, she actually went to the emergency room, and that's when we found out. The first thing that we both did as we were talking about it was try and incorporate that heart valve defect, which was needed to be replaced, with her emotional story.
Right.
That's exactly where we went. That's the first place we went.
We did.
And, you know, one of the things that I know about Patricia is that we've been talking about this since we've been together, but she's always had a broken heart around her mother.
Right.
And that broken heart was manifesting with this need for a heart valve replacement.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter what condition you have. There's a story behind it that fits in perfectly.
An emotional story.
Yes.
Yes.
That fits in perfectly
right.
with you.
Right, 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 right. And by the way, the doctor tried to talk him into agreeing to me having a mechanical valve.
Oh, well, so it was a kind of neat story. You know, so she was laying in bed and
by the way, in the emergency room.
In the emergency room. And so, you know, we had gone through all those things. We were just in the process of, we had a big contract with a big company in New York, and we were in San Francisco at the time. And we were, you know, 2 days, we're going to hop on a plane and go do it. And so
by the way, my heart said, no, you're not.
And her doctor said, yeah, you got to cancel that. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know, and so we were just dealing with that. But the heart surgeon walked me upstairs. I thought it was kind of interesting because, first of all, she was a heart surgeon, and, of course, so she didn't take the elevator. She wanted to use the stairs, which I thought was great. You know, I'm kind of a, you know, both Patricia and I are kind of physical that way, so we don't mind, you know, doing the stairs.
Right.
And she was saying, well, she was giving me all the logic. Well, because of Patricia's age, and, you know, there's two types of valve. One's a tissue valve, which is, she has a bovine valve. I think they use,
not anymore. The only one they're using at the moment is still the bovine valve.
The pig?
They did use...
Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it was a tissue. It's from another animal that they use the heart valve with. And the other one is a titanium valve that they insert. And it supposedly it's more durable and lasts longer. And the idea was she was making this computation in her head that said... well, because she's, you know, in her 60s and her life, her basic life, you know, how much longer she has to live.
Right.
You know, she's going to have it replaced. You know, it's probably better if she has the one that will last longer so it, you know, so she could outlive it or she could die before the valve needs to be replaced. She was going through all this logical calculation. And I looked at her and I said, I can't imagine putting a piece of metal in the center of Patricia's heart of someone who has so much life force that comes from her heart on a day-to-day basis. And the surgeon looked at me, and it was blank. It was completely blank. She had no idea what I was talking about.
No understanding at all.
And we see the heart as intuitive. We see the heart as the emotional center of the body.
Right.
So if you have a heart condition, by the way, I guarantee you it's about your emotions. And if what's the archetype of someone who has a heart problem? It's someone who pushes themselves too hard, is type A personality, doesn't listen to their body, just keeps going and going and going,
right.
You know, and doesn't ever stop. Well, they completely ignore their emotions. And, oh my gosh, what happens? Oh, heart attack.
Exactly, exactly, because the emotional side of you can't handle the disconnect that people are having. Your body's screaming at you.
Here's the other point that we want to make.
Okay.
Is that your body is designed so that when you put something foreign in there, a substance that's non-living, it says, wait a minute, something's wrong here.
And you know, how many times you've heard things, oh yeah, they rejected that heart, they rejected that metal that somebody put in the thing. So, in your body. So.
And the way you deal with that rejection is clearing using the energy techniques that we have.
Yes.
And we use that to tell our body to say, hey,
yeah.
this is supposed to be there. This is okay. You know, you can accept it. You can agree to it.
Exactly.
And that's what we've been doing with Patricia's valve, and we hope that, there's a lot of life left in that valve.
Exactly. And right now, I'm doing just great. So, key points, Jason?
All medical conditions can be converted to a metaphor for the underlying energy.
Okay.
Constant, consistent, and specific clearing can maintain joints and the parts that don't regenerate. Our bodies always reject foreign bodies placed inside us, but clearing can create harmony.
Right.
So they work.
Mm-hmm.
The ecosystem approach is the best way to maintain health and use traditional medicine effectively with power.
Ooh, I like that. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about rehab and how to do it in the most effective way. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly. Relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We've had some technical difficulties today, so I want to go back and talk about the metaphors. Everyone, this is a big part. Metaphors that are coming from your body that tell us certain things.
So when you have a problem, you have a physical problem.
Right.
There's what we call a metaphor.
Right.
That expresses how that physical problem expresses itself in your emotional story.
Exactly. Like mine, that I had that broken heart.
Broken heart. For me, it's about moving forward with my knee.
Exactly.
You know, typically joint problems are about moving forward, being broken, being flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Accidents, for example. Oh, you fell off a ladder, you broke your leg, you broke your arm, you know, those types of things. It's about being numb to life and to self.
And not paying attention to what you need to pay attention to.
Well, you know, and a lot of times I can hear my mother in that, well, how come you fell off the ladder and didn't pay attention?
Well,
I think it's more sophisticated than that.
Okay.
There's a numbness that we have.
Exactly.
When life becomes too hard, we just kind of go through the motion.
Exactly.
We just become a machine.
Exactly.
Like that, and we don't think about how we feel. We just do things.
Yeah, what about diabetes, Jason?
Diabetes is, the metaphor is usually no sweetness in life. It's epidemic right now. Almost everyone has high blood sugar. And part of it is, yes, our diet.
The diet is filled with carbs. Yes, carbs and sugar, blah, blah, blah. But the other thing is that so many people have a low-grade depression.
Yeah.
And part of that is because they've been programmed. They don't know who they are.
Right.
And they don't know where they're going.
Exactly.
They're just going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sweetness in life.
Right.
Heart disease, we talked about that earlier.
Right.
It's always about your emotions that don't flow naturally. They're not flowing the way they're supposed to.
Exactly.
Cancer.
Mm.
With cancer, we look at the organs or the system involved. For example, breast cancer or ovarian cancer, which are specifically female, usually has to do with female empowerment or lack thereof,
yeah,
or shame of being female, all those things. Any other type of cancer, you know, liver cancer is always shame. You know, the liver is where we have shame. And
how about digestive problems?
Digestive problems is being unable to stomach life,
yeah,
you know, being able to digest it properly, you know, in a way that means that makes sense for us.
Exactly. You know, here's one that always surprises me is arthritis. You know, it's about anger and inflammation. You know, it blows me away. People don't understand that when I say, well, let's clear your anger, somebody says, my joints are hurting of the house. And, well, let's clear your anger. I guarantee you almost 98% of the time they go, I'm not angry.
They don't make the connection.
They don't make the connection.
We're so disconnected from how we feel because we've been programming ourselves.
Right. Well, what about asthma, Jason?
You know, I've had asthma all my life, and asthma is basically the struggle to take in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, aside from Teddy Roosevelt, most people who have had asthma have seemed like they're there's this archetype of being wimpy or frail or whatever, and that's because you struggle to take in life in a robust way, like you embracing life, saying, hey,
right,
I want to live my life.
Okay. So moving along.
Those are the metaphors.
Those are the metaphors. And those metaphors are really, really, really important, especially if you're having problems with one of those things or even other things in your body. Take a look. What is the metaphor that's stopping you? In other words, your body's talking to you. So, Jason, I know you're going to go to physical therapy this week, or not this week, but maybe next week. And, you know, what do you want to say about rehab?
Rehab is a big deal. And if you had a joint problem, whether it's a knee replacement, a hip replacement,
right,
shoulder, there's all sorts of things you go into rehab for.
Right.
You know, there's drug rehab, but that's a little bit different. But when you're going through rehabilitation,
mm-hmm,
what it means is that you're confronting all of those emotions,
yeah,
that caused the problem in the first place.
Yeah.
And it's those emotions that keep you from healing and making it easy.
But so, they're also talking to you and telling you things.
They're giving you a message.
Exactly.
It's a message from your essence.
Exactly.
So how do you have successful rehab? Well, actually, it's very simple. You always remove those negative and painful emotions through clearing.
Mm.
And how do you do clearing? Well, we're going to tell you that in this segment, and then we're going to do some clearing so you can have a good rehab outcome in the next segment.
Exactly.
You know, I had a client who recently had a number of strokes, and he's older. And typically when you have strokes, it's when you're older, it's not a good sign. A lot of people don't recover from them. A lot of people just, that's the beginning of a decline to the end.
Yeah.
And our client, you know, we've been working with him for a long time, and we were working with him all the way through the stroke. His doctor said he's a walking miracle. And the truth is that he's healing.
Yeah.
He's still not 100%, but he's healing.
Right.
And he is a walking miracle, and that's because we've been clearing the negative energy that caused the stroke in the first place.
Right.
It makes a huge, huge difference. So it's something very important to remember, you know, and I guess what we've been trying to say from all of our shows.
Okay.
If you want to have a better life.
Oh, use the ecosystem approach.
It affects everything in your life.
Exactly.
Because emotions and your emotional story affects everything in your life.
And what better time than now to start taking care of you and being able to connect with who you are and learn about the essence of who you are.
Exactly. So rehab is never, you know, it's never about the exercise. It's always about the emotions.
Right.
And that should be primary and front and center.
Exactly.
So.
You know, I too happen to know the client that Jason was talking about, and I want to say that the when someone has a stroke, there's it's stuck, that people are stuck, and a stroke is about not being able to move forward, so to speak. It stops you. And I just want you to say the best way to do this, and we've seen this with this client, is to use the ecosystem approach and use the clearing, of course, that we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The process of rehab is always emotional with painful emotions.
Okay.
The painful emotions of fear, worry, hate, et cetera, can be cleared for a better rehab process.
Okay.
Rehab forces you to confront negative emotions that are blocking your progress.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach helps you see everything in terms of your emotions for the best outcomes.
Okay. So are we going to have time to teach people how to clear?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's
do it.
Okay. So real fast, Jason.
So you can sit in any position you want. You could stand. You can even be on your head. But it doesn't really matter. There's no special posture.
Okay.
A lot of people go in the lotus position. It's not necessary for this process. And we ask you to use your imagination. So when we say to eliminate, what you do is you gather up whatever we say to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions, barriers, or specific emotions, gather those up in your body and blow them into a trash can. Now, if you're driving down the road and there's no trash can available, use your mind's eye. Use your imagination.
Okay.
And blow it into that.
Okay, and then we're going to activate life force. And activating life force is where you call in life force energy. Pull it in. Imagine. Pull it in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down through your body to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy that is left over. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you clear to heal any joint problems or any medical conditions and the underlying negative energy. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
With Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you clear to heal any joint problems, medical conditions, and the underlying negative energies. You ready to get started, Jason?
Let's do it.
All right.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the underlying negative energy to any condition that I have. So gather up all the veils and illusions. And so anything that's bothering you right now, whether it's medical, emotional, physical, it could be money, it could be anything. What's the underlying emotion?
Exactly.
Take a breath, blow it into that imaginary trash can.
And let's keep going.
Yep.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can begin to see my emotional story and the issues that get in my way. Take a breath, everybody. Nice and easy from the tips of your toes. Take a breath. And blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see my issues related to my joints and clear them. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any fear, worry, anxiety I have about moving forward in my life. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of being broken, beat up, and dysfunctional that are in my way now.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate any guilt and shame thinking that I'm the only person that this is happening to, and therefore that makes me wrong. It makes me not doing my life right, when the truth is this is just another avenue to help you do your life better.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate being self-absorbed.
Yeah.
Thinking that I'm the only one that's broken or feels broken or has a problem moving forward when Hell no.
Welcome to the club.
Yes.
But let's clear it anyway. Take a nice breath.
Yeah, Kat was telling us, you know, in the break that here we are talking about joints that aren't working correctly in the metaphor, and we're having technical difficulties at the same time. There's a message there, you know? So,
and we'll let you know what it is when we figure it out.
So here we go. And to eliminate being unconscious about any messages that we're getting from our essence.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that I'm a machine and I just need to be fixed. I release and let go that false belief and all the programming that's keeping me stuck that says, I just need to be fixed and then everything will be okay. In that, you need to deal with the emotional underlying energies. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers, excuse me, that yawn is not being bored, that yawn is a lot of negative energies that are being removed. And to eliminate the barriers to seeing the truth about my negative energy attached to me and attached to my story. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fears, worries about my body and the aging process that says I'm breaking down, but that's just normal.
I release and let go that hopelessness that says there's nothing I can do about it when the truth is
you hear
yes,
the negative
yes.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so that I can see that aging is really a buildup of negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for the buildup, we would age much differently than we do.
Correct.
Take a breath.
You know, Jason, maybe we should do a show on aging.
Yeah.
That would be a good show. Yeah. Oh, that one's coming up?
Yeah.
All right. I haven't looked at the list. Okay. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see my life in terms of energy and the negative emotions and then clear it. Take a nice breath. Easy on yourself.
I get these, you know, every once in a while in the middle of the night, I say, Patricia, I've got the show idea, you know, and a lot of times she doesn't remember the next morning, but
yeah, the responses that happen. Anyway, so, okay, Jason.
So, and to eliminate the false belief that having your body break down is normal in the aging process when that's not true at all.
Right.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see my life in terms of energy and the negative emotions to clear. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the emotions that keep me from a successful rehabilitation program. Take a breath.
And success by using the ecosystem approach. Take a breath. You ready for that life force energy? I know I am.
Yes.
So, all right. Go with me, everyone. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can trust that I can heal all the challenges and difficulties that I have easily, smoothly, and actually have fun doing that. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that clearing will reveal my emotional story.
Right. Take a breath. Let it go in through the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. That's life force energy, the most positive energy we have available to us. And to activate life force so I can have confidence to acknowledge the negative energy that is interfering with my health, with interfering with everything in my life. Take a breath. Let life force come right in through the top of your head. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, creative, have fun, have laughter and love, love of myself, love of my life, love of all of the things around me, and have peace and harmony and joy.
starting right now. Take a nice breath. Let all that life force energy come in with happiness and health, great health. Take a breath to the tips of your toes. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This is really relevant for this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just turn on the TV, it seems like the different parts of the country are in different planets. It's mm-hmm. like we're aliens that we can't even talk to each other. We can't even agree on which way is up or what's normal or what's appropriate. It's as if the conflict mm-hmm. is so great that it seems hopeless. And we've had so many people come to us and say, oh my gosh, you know, is this the end of the world? Is this,
yeah.
Are we going to kill each other? Is this going to be it?
Right.
And we're going to tell you about the next week's program is about conflict.
Well, I was going to ask him what the show was about.
It's about conflict.
Yeah.
And the idea that we can't agree on the basic facts.
Mm.
We know as intuitives, and you'll never see this anyplace else, but we know what's causing these conflicts and then how to overcome them. And at the very least, we can help you for you and as you work with other people in the world.
So if some parts of you get the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
So if you want to uncover your emotional story, understand the metaphor of the medical conditions that you have right now,
mm-hmm.
the way to do that is with the ecosystem approach. And we've made it easy. Go to our website right now, sign up for our newsletter. Every week we give you clearings that you can do all through the week. And then when we have the next show, then do the clearings with us at the end of the show, and you'll start to uncover that your own emotional story.
So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.